Professore John Nicola, the consultation report on patient Antonio Escamilla. Consultation request by Dr. Sambono. Reasonable consultation, atrial flutter evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History patient is 81-year-old male with history of coronary artery disease, status post bypass surgery, status post aortic valve and mitral valve replacement, 6 sinus syndrome, status post pacemaker implantation period. Patient is recently seen in the hospital with a palpitation and electrocardiogram showed atrial flutter with rapid ventricular rate period. Rhythm spontaneously convert to sinus period. Patient is completing a chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness, and syncope associated with the palpitation period. Refer to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial flutter period. Patient's pacemaker interrogation showed patient has atrial flutter multiple times period. Current medication aspirin 81 mg daily, LKS 5 mg 2 times daily, Lipitor 40 mg daily, gabapentin, Jardiance, metformin, terazosin period. Allergies, non-endocrine allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, non-contributory. Review system in general, denying reason, weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. As for history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Estimated no history, arthritis, on examination, blood pressure, 130 over 70, pulse 60, respiration 16, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1 over 6, systolic murmur, heart of the rest, and a border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal, active, bowel sound, estimated no edema. Click impression number 1. Atrial flutter, number 2, valvular heart disease, status post, aortic and mitral valve replacement, number 3, history of coronary heart disease, status post, bypass surgery, number 4, diabetes mellitus, number 5, hypertension, number 6, peripheral vascular disease with the carotid disease. Recommendation, patient's atrial flutter with rapid ventricular rate period, discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial flutter. Procedure risk and benefit discussed with the patient. Patient agreed for the procedure. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. Please send a copy to Dr. Sambono.